Story A, Miriam's Story, Part 1. Miriam is a new girl at school in Year 5. She always gets dropped off by car and often comes in late. The children in her new class want to be friendly, but she doesn't talk much and she won't tell anyone where she lives. She says it's a secret. She goes to after school club and leaves after everyone else, so no one has met her mum or dad. Some of the children in Miriam's class want to make friends with her, but don't know how to talk to her. Some of the others start to make jokes about her and call her names behind her back. Miriam is a bit moody, and this makes it easy to wind her up and hard to be friendly with her. Part 2. Miriam has had to move with her mother into a refuge because her father was violent to her mother. She has had to move school and leave most of her clothes and possessions behind because they had to leave in a hurry in case her dad came back and caught them. She can't tell the others in her class where she lives because she's scared her father might come and hurt her mother if he finds out where they are living now. Miriam wants to make new friends, but she really misses her old ones and her own house. Before the trouble started with her dad, Miriam had lots of friends and was one of the most popular girls in her old school. Although the refuge is friendly and safe, it's all new and strange to her at the moment. She is angry with her dad for hurting her mum and angry at her mum for making her move. Part 3. Miriam is seen crying one day by her teacher, who knows that she is living at the refuge. Her teacher decides she needs some friends and sets up a small group of girls to be friends with her. Miriam talks to her mum about how she feels, and the children's worker at the refuge helps too. When her mum realises how lonely Miriam is feeling, she says that she can tell her new group of friends about the refuge, but not where it is, so they understand why she can't bring them home. With help from the refuge, Miriam's mum starts to look for a flat for the two of them near the school, and she promises that when they find a place of their own, Miriam can choose a pet. Miriam's friends all bicker so much about what would be the best pet that at last Miriam laughs. She starts to feel better. Perhaps life in this new town will be okay after all.